of Tom Breyer plays Tom Breyer.
£255, and I'll play them all for you right now. Actually, not quite. Look, so calm and poised over there. Deep breaths, deep breaths. It's going to be an interesting half an hour. Because I would like you to join me on that, if that's all right. All right. This first number that I'm going to play for you is actually the lead track off my album Blue Sahara, one which I used to have memorized quite a while. It's called Step It Up. And I really like it, but I let it get away from me. And so I have the sheet music with me, if you don't mind my indulging myself in reading the piece. You may be surprised to learn that I am primarily a reader. I don't generally set out to memorize things. If I play it often enough, it has a tendency to stick if I really like it. And then I can usually play it off the cuff. And this used to be in that category, but like I said, I let it get away from me. And Adam was over at my place one time, and we duetted on it, or attempted to, and I realized that I had forgotten some bits of it. So I will read it. You may be very surprised to learn. There are some tricky parts to this piece. Shocking. You have a question?
Can I read it too? I just turn on.
All right, if you insist.
I'm sorry to turn my back on you, but he already is. Actually, this gives you a good idea when I play in a band what it looks like to me. I'll do kind of big sizes.
Okay, that'll work. So anyway, from '06, here is Step It Up.
I can be rather verbose.
Yeah.
Am I ready? I hope so. Here we go.
Thank you.
missing a dot.
I don't know what's going on here.
Does anyone have a pencil?
I don't know.
See, you know, someone once said, if you're wrong musically, and I'm wrong exactly with you, what could be stronger than that?
It's true.
That's great.
Yeah. I got to take that home and study it, I guess.
Oh, step it in. All right.
Moving right along. We'll play a cakewalk.
Sure.
This is called Uncle Ben's Cakewalk. I don't think I need to go into the reasons why.
Why not? Because I don't feel like it.
Uncle Ben's Cakewalk.
Uncle Ben's
Cakewalk. Ben's Cakewalk. I suppose I could go into that a little bit, I suppose. I wrote that over lunch break one day. Most of the time I write away from the piano. I have a hyperactive brain, and it's always humming things, and sometimes I write them down, and that was one of the things that I wrote down. One thing that my brain does not usually come up with is good titles. So I write these things and then I farm them out to my friends and family and what have you, and get suggestions. And actually, the college friend Jerry Gray that I have, who is now my boss, came up with the title for that one, in reference to a particular food product that I will not plug further. This next piece actually is one of those cases, the rare instances, where I came up with the name first. And the reason for the title becomes blatantly obvious if you happen to buy the piano roll and watch the tune go by. I will say no more on that regard. The piece is called Why Not? Y-K-N-O-T. I never learned how to spell real good. Something slow for a change. Build up to the final climax, I suppose. This is, I have made it a practice, a general principle, to write a ragtime waltz, at least one ragtime waltz, every year. I am the only person I know who does this. I've been doing this since 1987. So I have a few of them. This one is a personal favorite. It's called Sunlight and Shadow.
Thank you.
can't have that now for very long, so... So here's something entirely different. How many people are familiar with Terra Verde music? Oh. I hope I don't ruffle your sensibilities. This is my take on Terra Verde music. This is a medley of some of the best-known Terra Verde pieces set to stride. It's a good thing none of the practitioners are here, or I would not make it out in one piece. This is from 2007. My goodness, it's been that long. This is called Terra Vertigo. One final comment. I notice on the music it says this is to be played with reckless abandon.
Many dudes are just as bad.
Poor Danny.
He's
going to
be throwing elbows.
I'm reckless abandon.
You ready?
Yep.
You got to play that one with the right attitude, I think. Did anybody catch what the tunes were that were the basis of those threes, perhaps?
I saw one, Belle of Louisville. Yes.
That is a common misconception. Belle of Louisville is actually not in it. But I appreciate the sentiment. Frank French is parodied, lampooned in there. But how many people know the tune Womba Bomba?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the A string. Well, it was kind of a blur. The second string is based on Ravenna by Scott Kirby. The trio is actually based on Through the Bottomlands by David Thomas Roberts. It's the trio part. Now that I mentioned it. And then the last strain is Hal Isbeth's A Medianoche at Midnight.
Oh.
I had a lot of fun putting that piece together, let me tell you.
All right.
Now, what the dickens am I going to do next is the question. How do I follow that?
Spasmodic.
How much time have I got? I think that's the grand finale. Do I have time for 2, 3?
Yeah, two, maybe.
Two, maybe. Okay. All right. Well, then, as a lead-in to Spasmodic, here is the tune that came first. This is called Rhythmodic, which was named after a piano roll label. Sometimes there are trends, and so Spasmodic directly came from the title Rhythmodic. I cannot claim the credit for that. My friend Neil Blaze came up with the title Spasmodic. Rhythmodic, I think, yeah, it's a piano roll. I'll slap that label on it, and it seems to fit. And maybe it will be a piano roll one of these days. We'll see. Rhythmodic. Starting to slip, so it's good to play that one again. All right. Finish it off, more stride. Spasmodic. In two sharps.
Exactly. See? My secret has been revealed.
Usually D for dog.
Right.